This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today we find out about things happening out at Wildlife Safaris. Sarah, the carnivore supervisor, is in here. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about what you have going on.
Yeah, so we are just super excited. It's that time of year. Next Friday, March 7th, we kind of kick off our spring break schedule. And just so many things happening at the park. It's such a good time to come out. Personally, I'm most excited about our bears just woke up from hibernation last week.
Oh, really? So what is, are you able to forecast how long that's going to take or when the date is going to be?
Yeah, the funny thing about that, for about 7 or 8 years in a row, they wanted out every Valentine's Day. It seemed to be right as mid-February hit. And then with that really cold snap we were having recently, they just woke up about a week and a half later than normal. But the really cool thing is we have those four young cubs that we rescued over the last couple years. So they are just rambunctious. They're out there rolling in the grass. We have the big ponds they swim in. So they're just a lot of fun to see when you go through the drive-thru.
So what's the process when they wake up? I mean, is it like what you'd think of as a person waking up and suddenly they're awake, or is it more gradual?
It's pretty gradual. They lose about 15% of their body weight while they're hibernating, burning that off. And then they're pretty slow moving for a week or two, just not a lot of appetite, grazing on a lot of grass, kind of getting their digestive tract back up and running at full speed. We slowly increase their food every day. But the cubs, with their young energy, are already out playing and wrestling nonstop.
So if I just slept more, then I would lose weight quicker.
I mean, it does work for bears. Yeah, they've got it figured out.
maybe we have an idea there. So as you look ahead, what are some of the things that are coming up?
Yeah, so next Friday, a bunch of encounters people can come out and do. I mean, our hippos up close, the bears, our capybaras go on elephant pedicure. We actually just brought the camels back for rides this season, and that'll be kicking off next week. The new goat yard is going to be open, as well as aviary, where you can actually get in and feed some of the animals in the village.
Wow. So a lot of things going on. I imagine as well, you've got some things coming up for spring break.
Yeah. All of those encounters kick off. Some of those encounters aren't available during the winter. So as we get into some nicer weather, definitely like the bears, they've been hibernating all winter. So we haven't had that interaction. Usually we do hibernating encounters with the public, but this was the Cubs' first winter fully hibernating. So we kind of let it be very quiet and private in there for them. And we saw really get great hibernating behavior out of them. So we're really excited to bring back that hibernating encounter next year.
And so later in the month when kids are off for a week, do you have special things going on?
Yeah, there's always something to do in the village. Like I mentioned, the camels just got back to kick off their ride season. We have nonstop keeper talks throughout the whole village. The village is free, but there's different animals being presented. And then we also have our dome shows that people can come in and check out as well.
And talk about what a drive-thru is like this time of year. What are people seeing?
I mean, it's so beautiful, the fresh green grass. Everyone's really active in this nice, cool weather, especially when we start getting more sunny days. So we have a lot of babies hitting the ground out in the hoofstock areas. We've had some baby black buck, and they're just so fun to see out running around. We also are in mid-construction of our new wild dog exhibit that's going to be out in the Lion drive-thru, and looking to get those dogs in by summer, actually.
Wow. And any things ahead? Are you already thinking about summer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like we're gearing up all year for summer. That's just our busy time. That's when we love getting all the kids out. We've even had a bunch of school groups and tours going through now already. So no matter the time of year you come out, just nonstop encounters, always different animals to see, always different shows and presentations to come listen to.
All right, Sarah Hughes, the carnivore supervisor at Wildlife Safari, where there's a lot going on. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.